Hey guys, what's up? It's Adam from Fluency Academy here. Welcome to Walk and Talk Essentials English, the podcast from Fluency TV that helps you practice listening and speaking in English from anywhere. You will hear a dialogue between two native speakers, and I will help you to pronounce the words they say. When you hear this sound, you speak or repeat. Got it? Don't be afraid to speak out loud with me, like a real conversation. All right, let's hear the dialogue.
Hello, do you know Mike?
Sure, he's in my class. I study with him. Why?
Oh, I just need him to help me, that's all.
I have his phone number. Call him.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's listen one more time.
Hello, do you know Mike?
Sure, he's in my class. I study with him. Why?
Oh, I just need him to help me, that's all.
I have his phone number. Call him.
Okay, thanks.
So, what is going on here? Let's set the scene. So, the woman greets him with a hello. And then she asks, do you know Mike? Have you heard that question before? Let's practice that phrase. Repeat after me. Hello, do you know Mike? Hello, do you know Mike? Hello is used to greet somebody, to get their attention. And the phrase, do you know, is how you ask somebody if they are familiar with another person. Let's do it one more time. Repeat after me. Hello, do you know Mike? Hello, do you know Mike? Great job. The man then responds with, sure, he's in my class. I study with him. Why? Let's break this down a bit. Repeat after me. Sure, he's in my class. Sure, he's in my class. Awesome. Sure is used to say yes or to confirm something, but a little bit more informally. Again, repeat after me. Sure. Sure. Then the man says, he's in my class. Repeat after me. He's in my class. He's in my class. It's very common in English to use this structure. He's in and then something else. Or she's in. For example, my class, the house, the car. Typically a physical location. Repeat after me. Sure, he's in my class. Awesome job. Then the man keeps talking and says, I study with him. Repeat after me. I study with him. I study with him. To study is to practice and learn certain topics. So, to study with him is to practice and learn with this other person, with him. Repeat one more time. I study with him. Great job. So, all together again? Sure, he's in my class. I study with him. Awesome. And now the last part of this phrase. Why? Let's repeat that. Why? Why? This is one of those questions with W, words starting with W. We use these to find out more information or the reason for something. Repeat after me. Sure, he's in my class. I study with him. Why? One more time. Sure, he's in my class. I study with him. Why? Great job! Now she responds, Oh, I just need him to help me. That's all. Let's break it down. Repeat after me. Oh, I just need him. Oh, I just need him. Oh is used to express a bit of surprise or something unexpected. Maybe the question was unexpected. Repeat after me. Oh. Oh. Nice job. To need is a strong feeling. It is saying that something is necessary and important. Repeat after me. I just need him. I just need him. Oh, I just need him. Oh, I just need him. Awesome. So, why does she need him? Let's check it out. Oh, I just need him to help me. Repeat after me. Oh, I just need him to help me. She needs his help. She needs him to help her. Maybe the class is hard and she needs some assistance. One more time. Repeat after me. Oh, I just need him to help me. Oh, I just need him to help me. Amazing job! The last part is a common phrase used in English to say that there is no other reason or no other motive. Repeat after me. That's all. That's all. Great job! This phrase will always be the last part of a sentence, to finish the thought and show that there is nothing else needed. Just that. Say it again with me. That's all. That's all. Nice! All right, one more time all together. Repeat after me. Oh! I just need him to help me, that's all. Oh, I just need him to help me, that's all. Great job. Now the man will respond to her. Let's see what he says. I have. I have. Repeat after me. I have. I have. Great. What does he have? His phone number. His phone number. His phone number are the numbers that you dial to call or text his phone. So let's repeat again the whole phrase. I have his phone number. I have his phone number. Great job. So now he can give the phone number to her. Then he tells her, call him. Call him. This is a command. He tells her to call his number. Repeat after me. Call him. Call him. Now she can get the help she needs. Let's repeat the whole phrase one more time. Repeat after me. I have his phone number. Call him. I have his phone number. Call him. Great job. And now we are finishing the dialogue with our last phrase. She says to him, okay, thanks. Okay, thanks. Okay is used all the time in English, just to let someone know you heard them and confirm. Repeat after me. Okay. Okay. And thanks is how you let someone know you appreciate them, to thank them. Repeat after me. Thanks. Thanks. Awesome job. One more time, all together. Repeat after me. Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks. Very good. And just like that, we finished our dialogue. Now you will hear the dialogue one more time. Let's listen again.
Hello, do you know Mike?
Sure, he's in my class. I study with him. Why?
Oh, I just need him to help me, that's all.
I have his phone number. Call him.
Okay, thanks.
Great job! Did you understand what they were saying? Yes? No? Well, remember, you can listen again and understand even more. Remember, the dialogue is on our ESOL portal. Check it out! Thank you for listening to Walk and Talk Essentials English. Talk to you later. Bye!